WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good, how are you? So what do we have in store today?
Well, before we start, we want to thank our sponsors. So again, I'd like to thank the Carter Family Charitable Trust for their generous support of this inaugural season of our radio programs on Saturday morning. And this week, I'd like to thank Craig and Kari Shapiro for their generous support.
So, what do we have today?
Okay. A very exciting musical mystery. This story features the music of Vivaldi. And I know that our listeners will recognize several of the pieces. In this beautiful story, a gifted young violinist is sent to study music at the Pietà orphanage in Venice with the great composer Antonio Vivaldi. This orphanage was only for girls, and they studied music every day and learned how to play beautifully. So in the story, it's carnival time. The 40 days before Easter is called Lent, and one is supposed to give up something really lovely like candy.
No.
Yes. And before Lent comes a week called Carnival, when people have big parties and masked balls. Now, Venice is a city in Italy built on canals, and many of the people get around the city in boats called gondolas. The men who push the gondolas along do so with very long sticks that touch the bottom of the canals, and they are called gondoliers. So again, in Venice, they're having this big carnival celebration for a whole week. Magic is in the air. Caterina, our hero, is an orphan, and she wants to find out about where she came from. She asks Giovanni, the gondolier, to help her in her search. But I don't want to give away the story. But just so you know, at the end, Caterina must make a very important choice. So this is a great story full of music and mystery.
Oh, I'm excited. Let's get started.
What an adventure it was! An adventure so exciting it seems as if only yesterday I was a little girl. Yes, of course I'll tell you my story, but you must promise me that you won't get lost. For you see, this is a story about getting lost, and a story about being found again. But perhaps I should start at the beginning. Listen, can you hear them? Seabirds. I can still hear those white birds circling above the ship on that spring day so many years ago. My voyage was ending. The sailors were shouting, "Ahoy! Ahoy! Venice, the queen of the sea!" And when I held the railing and looked out over the waves, I couldn't believe my eyes. There it was, Venice, a magic island coming closer and closer. The sunlight danced and flashed on golden towers and domes. The city was like a queen's crown, a queen rising from the blue waters of the sea. And the people of Venice, they had all gone mad. The whole city was having a gigantic party. They wanted to dance with me as I came down the gangplank to the dock.
Carnival! Long live Carnival!
Come buy my perfumed eggs!
Masks! Masks! No carnival without masks!
Sweets for sale!
Noble gentlemen, fair ladies! Gondolas for hire, the finest in Venice! Giovanni, the king of gondoliers, at your service, signorina.
Katerina.
And where might you be going, Signorina Katerina?
What's happening here? Is everyone crazy? Look at those people. They're dancing on the roof.
Why, it's carnival time. People come from all over Europe to see our festival.
Look, acrobats. Oh, this is fun. Why is everyone wearing a mask?
Once a year, you can pretend to be anyone you want to be. Behind a mask, a rich man can be a beggar and a poor man a prince.
I wish I could be someone else.
Come on, no one has a face like that during carnival. It's against the law. Here's a mask.
Oh, a lion mask.
That's the Lion of Venice. You'll see his statue all over the city. Here's my gondola. You need a boat.
Why can't we walk?
Signorina Katerina, our streets are made of water. Horses and carriages are for the rest of the world. Give me my shiny black gondola on a sunlit canal any day. Now, where are you going? I'll take you there.
I'm going to the School of the Pietà.
Ah, the school for the orphans.
Yes, I was an orphan. And even in a mask, I couldn't hide it. Giovanni showed me all the sights of the city. The marble palaces, the graceful bridges, the golden barges of the nobility. Oh, but I felt so very, very alone. For as long as I could remember, I had lived with the nuns up in the hills of Cremona. They were kind to me. They raised me as best they could. And they taught me something really wonderful. How to play the violin. Sometimes when I felt lonely, I would walk up into the olive orchards and just play my music. I felt like a bird who could soar above the trees, happy and free. But the nun school was small, and when I was 12, they told me that I was being sent to a famous school in Venice, a school where I could play my music. I was sad to leave the sisters. They had been my only family. And now, floating on the canals of Venice, I didn't know what was going to happen to me. We seemed to be turning down dark canals, away from the sunshine, away from the laughter of carnival. A window shutter moved. Was someone watching us? Masked figures drifted like ghosts over the bridges. Finally, we arrived at a great stone building. It looked more like a prison than a school. Giovanni helped me out of the gondola, and I made my feet walk up the slippery steps to the door. I took the lion's head knocker in both hands. My life was about to change.
What do you want? My name is Katerina. I'm a new student here. Come in.
The halls were dark and cold. The other girl looked at me but said nothing. All I could hear was the sound of our footsteps on the marble floor. The eyes of the portraits on the walls seemed to follow me. I was scared. And then I heard it, faintly at first. It seemed to be coming from the end of the hall. I took a breath and looked at the other girl. Suddenly she smiled and opened the doors wide. Music! I had never heard such wonderful music. But there was an even greater surprise. All the musicians were girls. At the front was a rather strange gentleman. Then he raised his violin and began to play. The violin seemed to sing in his hands. The music was everywhere. In my ears, in my head, in my heart. Thank you.
That's Antonio Vivaldi, the greatest composer in the world. And he's our teacher. Look at his red hair. There's fire in his music, too.
Oh, I hope he'll let me play.
Well, you'll find out now. They've seen you. The new girl.
Who are you?
Where did you come from?
Girls, girls, give her a chance to catch her breath. Come over here, my dear. Welcome to the School of the Pieta. My name is Antonio Vivaldi. I'm afraid you've caught us right in the middle of rehearsal. And some of us... Are you listening, violas? Haven't been practicing.
I lost my music.
I saw it floating in the canal.
What a bunch of spaghetti heads. But we're being discourteous. What is your name, my dear?
My name is Katerina. I don't have any other name.
An orphan.
Don't you know what happened to your mother and father?
No. They died when I was a baby. All I have is this ring. The nuns found it in the basket with me outside the convent.
Let's see.
Look at that. It has a picture of a bird. A nightingale.
Well now, my little nightingale, we must find you a new last name.
A new name?
Here at the school, all of the girls are orphans, so we call them by the names of their instruments. That's Giulietta the guitar practicing over there.
Hello.
And here is Susanna the flute. And Elisabetta the piccolino.
You're a whole orchestra of friends. I've never seen girls playing some of these instruments.
Somebody said it was unladylike for girls to play bassoons and trombones. They were only for boys. But we play everything, even the timpani.
Hooray!
But now, Katerina the violin, you must play for us. Girls, please take out my A minor concerto, strings and harpsichord only. You have to be light and agile, like sunbeams sparkling across the waters of the canals. Ready? 3, 4... Good. Keep it light. B flat coming up. Brava. G sharp, Maria. Let it sing, Katerina. In Venice, even the violins sing. Lovely. Everyone together on this entry. Full bow on these notes, Katerina. Longer bow. Don't fight the music. Hear it inside you and let it run out through your fingers. Brava. Renata, don't lose time. Let it dance. That's wonderful. Brava, Katerina.
Brava!
You will be a fine addition to our orchestra. Why don't you sit over there with Rosina? Now, girls, I have some very special news for you. As you know, the day after tomorrow is our grand carnival concert.
Hooray!
As I was saying, this year we will have a very important guest, the Duke of Cremona.
Oh.
Now, the Duke has sent us a rather mysterious gift. Come over here to the table.
A violin case.
Look at the silver nightingale on the cover.
It has real diamonds for its eyes. May we see the violin, Don Antonio?
Of course. There's a very sad story attached to this violin. It seems that the Duke's son took his wife and child on a sea voyage. A great storm blew the ship onto the rocks. The son and his wife were drowned.
What about the child?
No one knows what happened. The child was never seen again. The Duke was heartbroken, but he's convinced that his grandchild is still alive, and this violin is the key to his search. Duke went to the famous violin maker Antonio Stradivarius and asked him to build a violin with the most beautiful sound in the world. So beautiful, so magical, that he could call his child back from the mists. Listen.
It sounds as if the violin is crying.
Yes, Maria. It is weeping for the little lost child. Every year, the Duke comes to another city on his search and asks the best student to play the violin and call his grandchild. This year, he has sailed to Venice in his ship with the sad black sails. When the clock strikes 12 on the last night of Carnival, we will all unmask. Our finest violinist will have the honor of playing this noble instrument, and perhaps, just perhaps, the mysterious child will appear. But enough of sad stories. That's the bell for lunch. Come along, girls. I think there may be whipped cream on our dessert. If the violas promise to practice...
We promise!
Katerina, please join us as soon as you're settled in the dormitory. I'll save some whipped cream for you.
When the clock strikes 12, I couldn't get the words of Don Antonio out of my mind. Could that violin really call back the lost child? The silver nightingale on the case seemed to be calling, and my poor little nightingale seemed to be listening. I had to see the violin again. I opened the case and drew back the red velvet cloth. Oh, I couldn't resist. I lifted the violin. It seemed so fragile and yet so strong. And then I saw something even more mysterious than the story of the Duke. Inside the violin, I could see a tiny painted nightingale, like the one on the case. Beneath it were some words, the lines of a poem. The nightingale takes wing, her secret song to sing. The poem was unfinished. What was the secret of the nightingale? I held the violin higher to catch the light, and then suddenly it slipped from my hands.
Broken. Oh, Don Antonio will kill me. The Duke will kill me. What am I going to do?
Oh, my beloved, open your
Giovanni!
Heart
Giovanni! Over here! Climb up to the window!
Katerina, did you hear? Fireworks tonight on the Grand Canal.
Giovanni, I'm in big trouble. Look at the violin. It's broken.
So fix it. And horse races in St. Mark's Square.
You don't understand. It's the Duke of Cremona's violin. When he finds out, he'll probably chop off my head or throw me into the canal.
Oh, come on. This isn't Rome. There's a violin maker shop in St. Mark's Square right under the clock tower. He'll fix it.
But Giovanni, it's a Stradivarius.
So buy another one.
Giovanni, it's the finest violin in the world.
Oh, all right. Let's go fix this famous instrument. Climb down here.
Listen, there's music everywhere.
It's Carnival. Every neighborhood has its own musicians. We have a big contest to see who has the best music.
What are those men over there doing? It looks like they're hammering wooden posts down into the canal.
Signorina, do you think Venice floats on the water? They drive in those posts and then build the palaces on top.
So Venice is on stilts, like a clown.
The most elegant clown in the world, if you please.
Listen, that's a goldfinch, isn't it?
I guess so.
Shh!
a nightingale. Giovanni, every balcony has a birdcage. It's like being in a forest. What a shame to lock them up.
You managed to escape. Don't worry. They'll all be set free at midnight when carnival ends.
I hope it never ends.
Listen! Cannons on the Grand Canal! It's a royal salute!
Look at the gondolas! All gold and silver!
1,000 crowns for Venice, the Queen of the Sea!
The flags are touching the sky!
Let's get out here. Take my hand. Signorina Caterina, St.
Mark's Square, the drawing room of all Europe!
It's huge! The whole world could meet here! Come on, let's chase the pigeons!
Chocolate, signorina.
Try these candy lions.
Oh, they're scrumptious.
Watch out! Those boys are throwing eggs at you.
Why, they're filled with perfume.
If you like someone, you throw a perfume egg at her. Ah! That girl got me!
You Venetians are really crazy!
Everyone in the square is standing still. What's happening?
Caterina, look, above the lion, up on the clock tower.
The figures are moving in time to the music. Am I dreaming?
Time to find that violin maker.
The clock was still striking when we found the shop under the bell tower. The violin maker was an odd little man, but his face lit up when he saw the violin, a Stradivarius in his workshop. He took up the pieces like delicate flowers and shook his head sadly. When he saw our disappointment, he promised to repair the violin that day. He shooed us out and closed up his shutters. We returned to the school confused and silent.
Rosa, you're cruel.
Cruel? I'm cruel? You took my mask without asking.
We all know. Give it back.
Rosa, you promised.
No, she didn't.
Girls, what a commotion. This sounds like one of my operas, except there's no blood.
Ah! She pinched me.
I did not.
Well, if there is going to be bloodshed, we must make this quarrel into an opera.
You're going to write an opera for us?
Yes, it's easy. You just have to listen to people and hear the music in their words. Come over here to the harpsichord. Belinda, get ready to give us a cello line, G minor, just a circle of fifths. Now, Rosa, I could hear you all the way down the hall. What happened?
She called me cruel.
Oh, that's a good opening for a scene. Am I cruel? Am I cruel? Sing that for me.
Am I cruel? Am I cruel?
Tell her.
You took my mask without asking. You should have asked my permission. We'll also give it back. We'll
ask her.
We'll give it back. Rosa, you promised.
No, she did.
A duet.
You promised. No, she did.
You promised me.
Caterina.
No, I did.
Maria, forget it. Rosa, please lend it.
Again.
Rosa, please lend it.
No, don't you know, next time you should ask me first.
There's your opera.
All day we rehearsed and rehearsed for the concert. If only Giovanni would bring the violin back as good as new. But he didn't come. Sooner than I could believe, it was time for bed. The girls sang their evening prayers, their voices rising clear and confident in the twilight. Then silence settled with the night. But I couldn't sleep. I wandered along the darkened corridors until I found myself in the dormitory where the little girls slept. They were so young, almost babies. One was even sucking her thumb as she cuddled up to her friend for warmth. Tears ran down my cheeks. We didn't have mummies or daddies to tuck us in at night. We were all alone. One other little girl was awake. She sat in the open window by herself and played her violin. A beautiful, sad melody that seemed to float on the moonlight. I stood beside her and looked out over the water at the towers and domes of the city, silhouetted against the starry sky. Venice seemed to rock gently, like a mother cradling her child. For a moment, all was serene and peaceful.
The violin is gone.
Gone? How?
Quickly, climb down here into the gondola. Careful, you'll fall into the water. Listen, I went back to the violin maker. He said that a man came in all dressed in black with a silver mask. He took the violin.
Who is he? What if he's a thief? We'll never see the Duke's violin again. This is terrible.
Wait, there's more. The man left this letter.
Look, it has the nightingale on its seal.
Open it.
It's the poem from inside the violin with more lines. Listen. The nightingale takes wing, her secret song to sing. Come follow me this night. My grave will give you light. That doesn't make sense. How can the darkness of a grave give light?
I've seen this nightingale before. On the island of the dead.
The island of the dead? Is it haunted?
When someone dies in Venice, the gondoliers carry the coffin across the lagoon to the cemetery on an island. I remember a tomb that has the same nightingale carved on it.
Giovanni, we have to go there. The tomb must have a clue to this mystery. Can't you go any faster? Who are those people? They're dressed like skeletons. Is it a masquerade?
Fools, they're dancing on the railing of the bridge.
Oh, they're trying to grab me!
That's enough! Leave her alone!
You pushed him into the water.
Sometimes dark things happen during carnival.
Why are all the houses lit up, Giovanni? Doesn't anyone ever go to bed in Venice?
All the doors of Venice are open on the final nights of carnival.
Let me tell you a story. One time, a poet came home to find someone else giving a party in his own house. You can go anywhere if you have a mask. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief.
Thief? Oh, Giovanni, where are we going to find that violin?
See? Inside that window? Those old women are gypsies. They're telling fortunes. And look in here. They're gambling at cards. Listen. They play in complete silence, so no one knows who anyone else is.
I've seen them gamble away their clothes and have to walk home naked.
I'm lost. All these canals look alike. Where are we?
There's the Bridge of Sighs ahead. See that window? Prisoners are allowed to look out at Venice one last time. Then they're taken away and executed in darkness.
Even death wears a mask in Venice.
Sounds like a storm coming.
Giovanni, look back! There, on the balcony!
Where?
Who's that man watching us?
Where?
He's gone. Are we almost there?
See those candles flickering in the wind? The Island of the Dead.
Oh, golly.
Catch the wharf. That's it. You light the lantern while I tie up the gondola.
Lilies. They're growing everywhere here on the shore.
The flowers of death.
Does anybody live here?
Not if they're alive. Watch your step. These old tombs are falling apart. Inside, the bones float up and down with the tide.
Oh, that's creepy. What was that?
A raven. They say the spirits of bad little girls come back as ravens when they die.
Stop it! Where's the tomb you saw?
There it is. Look! The nightingale!
What's written over the door?
Hold up the lantern. It says, "Pray for the souls of Susanna and Michele, 1720. They must be the ones you told me drowned in the shipwreck. The Duke's son.
What's this? The poem. Come follow me this night. My grave will give you light.
Look, there's more. Await the midnight song. The truth will come ere long. What's this about a midnight song?
A song? A song at midnight. The Duke's violin will sing at midnight and solve the mystery.
Hurry! We'll get caught in the storm. Back to the gondola.
I can't untie the rope!
Pull! You've got it!
The waves washed over the sides of the gondola as Giovanni struggled to get us back through the canals. We shivered with the cold as the rain soaked us to the skin. The covered gondolas looked like coffins as they bobbed and knocked each other at their moorings. Finally, the darkened windows of the school appeared out of the gloom. I climbed into the hall and waved goodbye to Giovanni. I watched his gondola disappear into the night, and I prayed he would be safe. Everything was ready for the grand concert the next day. The hall had been transformed. The fragrance of the flowers was sweet and inviting. Rich tapestries hung on all the walls. When I looked up, there was even a special canvas ceiling, painted with the moon and the stars. I could see all the instruments lined up and ready to be played. All except one.
Where have you been?
Don Antonio, I didn't see you sitting in there in the dark. I'm sorry I sneaked out. I wanted to see the lights of the carnival.
With Giovanni. Oh, well, he's a good boy. But you must never leave the school like that again, Caterina.
I'm sorry, Don Antonio.
Caterina, what's the matter? Sit down and tell me about it.
Oh, I can't. I've messed everything up. I just feel so stupid and alone. I've failed you, Don Antonio.
You haven't failed anyone, Caterina. And you're not the first person to feel alone. Let me share a secret with you. When I was a boy, I used to love to listen to the choir singing. My head and spirit were full of great ideas and great plans. I wanted to help people, to teach, to feed the poor. So, after many years of study, I became a priest. It was heaven. The paintings in the church glowed above my head. The singers' voices floated in my ears like angels. And then, something terrible happened.
What?
I became very sick. I couldn't seem to breathe. Oh, I had often been ill as a child. My mother said it was because I was born on the day of an earthquake. But this was different. I couldn't do my work. Sometimes I had to leave the church in the middle of a service. People started to whisper, "What's wrong with our new priest?" Finally, they told me I had to stop. My friends seemed to disappear. I felt so alone, so unhappy.
What did you do?
One day, I was lying on my bed with all the shutters closed, and then I heard it. A simple, happy song. A gondolier was singing about his girlfriend as he passed along the canal. He wasn't a great singer, but he was singing for the pure joy of being alive.
Come to your window, oh my beloved. Open your heart to me, oh hear my song.
I listened, the more the song seemed to creep in the cracks of my shutters like the gentle summer sun. All the weariness and pain of my illness seemed to drop away. When I opened my eyes, I saw my violin lying on the table beside the bed. My violin! The music lifted it into my hands. I raised the bow and let it glide across the strings. Sunshine flowed down into my fingers, and I played and played.
What did you do then?
I gave my life to music. I could barely write fast enough. Concertos, sonatas, operas. I poured all of Venice into my music. Its laughter, its birds, its storms, all its seasons. But very soon, Caterina, you will have to make a choice. To stay here at the school with our music, or go out into the world, as many of the girls have done, to marry and have children. But you will have to leave our music behind.
Why should I have to choose?
Soon enough, you will understand. Now it's time for bed. Tomorrow is a most important day. Who knows? We may see our music perform a miracle or two. Off you go now. Angels guard you till the morn, my child.
Good night, Don Antonio.
Don Antonio's words followed me along the corridor. What was he trying to tell me? And the missing violin. Oh, we would need a miracle the next day. The whole school seemed to go mad when morning came. The last day of carnival had arrived. Our feet hardly touched the ground as we made the final preparations for the grand concert.
Susanna, if you eat one more piece of candy, you're going to explode. How do these flowers look in my hair?
They look like seaweed. Here, let me fix them.
Someone said the captain of the guard is coming. He's so handsome. I'll just die if he looks at me while we're playing.
Has anyone seen Don Antonio?
He wasn't at lunch or dinner. I hope he isn't sick again.
But we don't know who's going to play the violin for the Duke.
Hurry, everyone. They're calling us. The guests are starting to arrive.
Katerina!
Who are you?
It's just a mask, Katerina.
Giovanni, how did you get in here? You're in big trouble if they catch you.
I had to find you. Katerina, I saw him.
Who?
The man in black. I followed him through all the canals, but I lost him. I'm afraid for you. You may need my help.
I'm glad you came. I don't know what's going to happen. We've got to hide you until midnight.
Oh, don't worry. I've got a mask. No one will know who I am. I'll watch for him.
I've got to go. Quickly, take the back stairs to the hall. Listen for the midnight chime.
Good luck!
All the gondolas of Venice seemed to turn towards our school. The light of 1,000 torches and lanterns lit up every window and doorway, scattering reflections across the waters like diamonds. We leaned over the balcony to catch a glimpse of the visitors. Great ladies with jewels flashing in their hair, and young poets coming to flirt. Soon the hall was filled with people, everyone waiting to hear the newest music composed by Antonio Vivaldi. 20 masked footmen appeared. Each carried a candelabra with 20 lighted candles and long silk streamers reaching to the floor. The audience bowed and curtsied as the Duke entered. He wore his carnival mask. A strange sort of mask. I couldn't tell if it was laughing or crying. As he walked through the hall, I could see his eyes searching through the guests, looking for something, for someone. The hour had come. The clock began to chime midnight. All the guests fell silent and removed their masks. The Duke raised his hand for the music to begin. The girls looked at each other. Play without Don Antonio? We all took a deep breath. And somehow, we began the concerto. We were terrified. Who would play the solo? And then, from somewhere in the distance, the sound of a violin was heard. The doors opened slowly, and down the length of the hall came the mysterious man in black. In his hands was the Duke's missing violin, and he was playing, playing as no one had ever played before. Playing for me alone. I found myself walking through the rows of the orchestra as if in a dream. The music was taking me by the hand and leading me past the mysterious stranger towards the Duke. For a long time, The Duke and I stood looking at each other. His beard was gray, but his eyes were blue. Blue like the waves of the sea. And from somewhere deep inside me, so deep that only music could reach it, a forgotten name rose and floated to my lips.
Grandfather.
The stranger slowly removed his mask.
The nightingale takes wing, her secret song to sing. Await the midnight song. The truth will come ere long.
Don Antonio, you left the clues along the way and followed us. You knew all the time.
I knew from the moment I saw your ring. But you had to find your own self here in the music.
Let me play for my grandfather.
As I started to play, the Duke smiled, and tears began to run down his face. Finally, my grandfather took me by the hand. All the great ladies and gentlemen of Venice curtsied and bowed again, and he led me, the Lady Caterina, to the door.
Goodbye, Caterina.
Oh, Giovanni, thank you for everything. Look, there's a basket on the steps.
It's a baby. Someone has abandoned her.
Oh, you poor thing. You've got nothing in this world. Let me give you something to start your new life. Don Antonio Vivaldi, here is your new student, Caterina.
We will love her as much as we love the great lady who gave her her name. But now, Caterina, have you made your choice?
Yes, Don Antonio, I have. I will leave the school, but not as the other girls have. I will never stop playing. And neither will my children or their children.
Farewell, my little princess. This magical island of Venice may sink beneath the waves, but you will take its music, its spirit and soul, out into the world.
I looked back one last time at Don Antonio. Then my grandfather put his arm around me and pointed beyond the towers of the city. The morning sun was rising, golden, above the open sea.
Wow, what a great program.
That was a lot of fun. All right, Jamie, I want to make sure that we thank our sponsors again. Thank you to the Carter Family Charitable Trust and to Craig and Kari Shapiro.
See you next week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.